40 Days Pondering Heaven, Day 29. Will we have jobs or work in heaven? Revelation 22, verse 3 says, "The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will serve Him." Hi, this is Jim Brown. This question often surprises us, yet Scripture suggests that labor is not merely a consequence of the fall, but also part of the original design. You see, before sin entered the world, God placed Adam in the garden, quote, "to work it and take care of it," unquote, Genesis 2, verse 15. Work, therefore, predates the curse and is an expression of human purpose. In today's verse, the Greek word for serve implies sacred service or worshipful labor. We are not there to be idle. We are there to serve. C.S. Lewis hinted at this continuity, suggesting that our earthly passions and vocations, when redeemed, will find their truest fulfillment in eternity. Similarly, Pastor Tim Keller argued that if our current work reflects God's image, in essence, it cannot be lost. In his words, quote, "the work we do now, if done for God's glory, will be transformed, not discarded," unquote. The exhaustion, frustration, and humility of sin-induced toil will end, but the joy of stewardship and creation will last and last. In heaven, we'll not slave away under the sun. There'll be no deadlines, no burnout, no enemies to defeat. Instead, imagine tending gardens of unimaginable beauty, composing music for the king, or exploring galaxies with wonder. We will work without weariness and serve without strife. The questions we ask today about our purpose will finally be answered by the work we love most. Our joyful labor will be to serve the Lord we love. My prayer, Lord, the more I learn, the more heaven looks wonderfully amazing. Amen. Another bonus, another thing we won't have in heaven, hospitals.